Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Stephen Colbert, the Jimmys,
Kimmel and Fallon,
Writers, Seth Meyers, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
Ted Smith,
the...
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It's right there, the Taylor Ace Guys have teams of talented writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
An overturned truck spilled 8 million dimes on a highway in Texas, leading to a wild frenzy of drivers stopping to pick up three dimes and then say, this is actually hard, let's just go.
So Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon. Colbert.
An overturned truck covered a Texas highway in 8 million dimes, sparking a wild frenzy of drivers picking up like three dimes and saying, this is actually hard, let's just go.
Yeah, I'm stopping for dollars. I don't know if I'm stopping for dimes.
I might grab a few. Yeah, he's right, dude. After like four or five, like, is this worth
they weren't in rolls? Like, were they pre-rolled?
They spilled out. So even if they weren't rolls, man, like, it was, dimes.
Some sports news. Andre Agassi, an 8-time Grand Slam tennis champion who retired from the professional tennis in 26 and was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 2011, won his pro pickleball debut. I, for one, am shocked that a Hall of Fame tennis player won at pickleball.
E. Ted Smith.
Yes, that's E. Ted Smith.
How's he allowed to play that sport?
I mean, just to get eyes on it.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, get people interested in the sport. But yeah,
when I saw
that he was competing, I'm like, you know he's going to dominate.
I'll tell you what this. Table tennis would be impressive, though.
Yeah,
if he could win a ping pong, I'd be like, all right, man, you got that one.
Sure, but pickleball, like, yeah, I think he's going to do pretty well.
Even racquetball. I'd be like, all right, you got some skills.
Yeah, it's like Hall of Fame baseball player, good at T-ball.
Good at wiffle ball.
Right. The CEO of Zyn says nicotine is misunderstood and actually has cognitive benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see a guy spinning on the sidewalk, I think that's a beautiful mind.
Colbert.
Fallon.
CEO of Zyn is now arguing that nicotine has misunderstood and has cognitive benefits. Yeah, every time I see a guy spitting in the street, I think, oh, that's a beautiful mind.
Yeah, well, Jimmy, it's a Zyn. It's nicotine. You don't spit it. There's no tobacco.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The dumb frickin' joke. I like a Zyn. According to a new study, champagne can reduce the risk of a sudden cardiac arrest. Unfortunately, it increases the risk of getting wasted at brunch and spending your Sunday afternoon passed out on IKEA sample beds.
Mike Hawk. I mean, Writers.
Ted Smith.
Colbert.
According to a new study, drinking champagne could reduce the risk of sudden cardiac arrest. Unfortunately, it increases the risk of getting wasted at brunch and spending your Sunday afternoon passed out on one of the IKEA sample beds.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Weren't we talking in here the other day about champagne?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember, you guys were like, you got to celebrate something. And I was like, I have some friends that drink champagne all the time. I got invited to a champagne tasting this weekend.
Are you kidding?
No.
Just put it out there in the universe, and there it is.
I'm telling you, I just know a couple people, they love champagne.
Grab yourself a flute and have a few glasses.
Yeah. Yeah.
In.
You know what? I will say, champagne's one of those things. Like, if you're making mimosas, I could drink terrible, crappy stuff.
Sure.
It's fine. But if you're actually going to drink champagne, then
you want a good bottle, right?
Yes. Correct. Correct. Let's see. If you watched any or heard anything about Stagecoach last weekend down there in the Coachella Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Coachella.
Jelly Roll was there, right? He was one of the headliners. And then Backstreet Boys were there. So I think it was maybe, I watched Jelly Roll headline Saturday night. I think Sunday night, the Backstreet Boys were there. And they brought out Jelly Roll. And he helped sing I Want It That Way.
Nice.
Why not, man? I would too. If Jelly Roll were there and I'm like, hey, man, do you know the song? Yeah, man. Want to sing it? Yeah, cool.
Again, Jelly Roll did a great job, right? He brought out Wiz Khalifa. He brought out a Christian guy. I didn't know.
Essentially,
he brought out like the whole realm of people you could.
Right. Yeah. So essentially,
Big X, the plug.
Anybody wants to jump up on stage can. So it's kind of like Coachella, but just more country.
I mean, you got to be invited, though.
Yeah, well, right.
But I mean, you're going to invite Jelly Roll.
It's not just going to be all country artists. It's not going to just be, you know.
I mean, Stagecoach is definitely, like, Coachella is any type of music is open there, right?
Kind of like Jelly Roll.
Yeah, right. So, to me, it's like, I was kind of shocked that Jelly Roll kind of headlined the country one. Like, I think you could have him headline Coachella. But you're right. Like, trust me, Miles, when I was watching his act, and he's like, come on, Wiz, and Wiz smoking a blunt, because he always is. He's like, give him another one. And he started singing Black and Yellow, and I'm like, man, if you're a real country fan, like, you probably don't know that song. Yeah. And I know what you're thinking, Mike. He should have played Work Hard, Play Hard.
Damn straight he should have. I was waiting for it.
Anyhow, well, Jelly Roll and Backstreet Boys were just added as performers at the American Country Music Awards.
All right.
Shouldn't be shocking.
Well, Jelly Roll should be there, probably.
Yeah.
He's more
dominant country as far as my understanding of him.
He is, I guess. Yeah,
and I feel like,
I mean, look, he did some. He honestly, to his credit, he did some rock covers that were really good.
Yeah,
and then I mean, he covered Miley for a couple songs.
Yep. I didn't hear it, but I heard about it.
I mean, back in the day, not to be this guy getting off my lawn, but if it's a good song, it's a good song. If it's 9 to 5 from Dolly Parton, they're playing it on every radio station.
Right.
It doesn't matter what the genre, what box it's supposed to fit in, or whatever the deal is. It's just like,
absolutely.
Look. It's like Taylor Swift. I'm sure she was played on country, top 40, all those different things. Is it a good song? If it is, we're going to play it. Jelly Roll's the same way.
If people are listening, then play it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like, Thrill brings it up all the time. But, like, if Zeppelin came out right now, like, I don't think we'd play them on our station.
No.
No.
Pink Floyd. There's
right.
no chance.
There's no
They'd be
chance.
On the end, maybe.
You'd be like, that's not rock.
Mm-hmm. And if we didn't play Zeppelin, we never would have played Greta Van Fleet.
That, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fair.
That wouldn't even be a band.
No, they wouldn't. I don't even know what they'd be doing. They'd be working at Jiffy Lube.
Oh, no.
They would sound like AC/DC. Yeah.
Going out with Airborne.
I miss Airborne. Those guys were awesome. Let's see. Jeremy Renner. We all know him.
Yep.
Now, there's a guy that has played some terrible characters that I hated for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the years, I've been like, he's an actor. Let it go.
Calm down, Ted.
Right. Which means he's a good actor.
Right.
Well, yeah. I still hate Emil Hirsch, though.
screw that guy.
So basically, he was at Hawkeye, then he had his accident, and then he said basically there was no second season of Hawkeye because they offered him half his salary.
I saw this interview.
Which is crazy, yeah.
Right, he's like, so it's going to take me twice the amount of work for half the amount of money, 8 months of my time. Essentially, you do half of the amount. I was like, no.
Right, because they're trying to phase in the next generation, if you will. So he's got some apprentice that he's dealt with in the first season of Hawkeye that's kind of going to take up the mantle, and she's going to usher in the new era. So they kind of still need him to do that handoff, but it's like, the show's called Hawkeye.
He is the title character.
Right. Sorry, he's the draw. You got to give him
the money. I am the main event.
Yeah, I also think he said, do you think I'm only half the Jeremy I was because I got ran over
by a snowplow?
Right. I also like that he made sure to mention he's not blaming Marvel or even Disney. Quote, it's just the penny pinchers, the accountants. I told him to go fly a kite at the insult offer. I love the character. I would still love to do it. But he's like, look, but I'm not doing it for half the price.
No.
Like, get real.
He also, did you hear the part of the interview he did a couple days ago where he's talking about getting run over by that thing?
Yeah. Okay.
And he could hear all the different cracks. It was like he was crunching, God. Like as it was rolling, but it was rolling really slow. It was still grinding through him. It was like pop, 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 pop.
Jeez, man.
My whole inside was just exploding, God. One like pop at a time. I'm like, good God, before it
that
finally just
awful.
Ran over his head and it just, you know, cleared him. It was like pop, 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 and it was all bones on his inside just breaking.
Jeez, a whiz.
I'm like, man, dude. You're
how
lucky.
Is he alive?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is hell with the Hawkeye crap. I mean, the fact that you can walk and talk and think, that to me is impressive. And also, get someone else to do that. You're Jeremy Renner.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to jump on a snowplow, man, and take care of like a half a mile of your driveway.
Yeah. I mean, he was living in Lake Tahoe.
Right.
So the snow amounts are insane.
Sure.
And he just got used to doing it himself and was like, all right, I'll go clear the way.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm with you. That's amazing, that guy. And I think also, because he is Jeremy Renner, healthy dude, like we fathom what happened to him, but it's hard to imagine. You're just like, there's no way that guy dies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But if that was just your friend.
How's he alive?
Right. And he'd gone through that accident. You'd be like, Steve is the greatest human alive. How he's still around is amazing. But Jeremy Renner, you're like, well, he's not going to die, is he? And it's like, turns out he did kind of almost die. I don't want to read that one. That's kind of a bummer. You know what? Let's just talk about the weekend.
Let's just talk about the weekend.
This is what I call one of those sneaky sports weekends. Now, if you're a nerd like me when it comes to sports, not super sneaky. Why? Because we know this weekend, the first weekend in May, we're going to have the Kentucky Derby and thrill. What else?
UFL sure. football.
Boxing match.
Boom.
All right.
Always going to have a massive boxing
Who's
match.
Who's fighting?
I see Ryan Garcia's back in action.
Okay.
That card's got a decent amount of fighters on there. But traditionally, is Canelo in action tomorrow?
I don't know.
He might be fighting some. But generally, the biggest boxer of the time, you'd always have a
fight
this
yeah.
weekend and then Mexican Independence Day, which is traditionally where Mayweather Jr. would dress up in Mexican gear in September to mock whatever Mexican he was going to fight.
Almost every year. Right?
Every time.
I think I found my horse, by the way, for the Kentucky Derby, Ted.
All right. I was going to say, so I have the horses lined up here. The Kentucky Derby, by the way, that coverage is on all day. I did it
yes.
last year. It is kind of fun to watch. There's a bunch of races that go on during the day. The coverage starts at like 11 a.m., but that race doesn't start till 3:57 on the West Coast time. Miles, all right, there's a lot of horses in here. Have you looked at any one of them you like?
Yes, I've got one already. He's 20-1 odd, and I can't say his name on the air.
Oh, no. Hang on. Cut the mics. Hang on.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Really? He's going to win it. That way we can say it
fantastic.
On Monday show.
Tiz-tastic.
Oh, Tiz-tastic.
Yeah. Get your mind out of the gutter, Miles.
I'm going for Tiz-tastic.
That's right.
Okay.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Come on. You think the Kentucky Derby would allow a slight curse?
Well, it depends on where you stop the first syllable.
There's a lot of different horses in here. This guy just has a good name, Citizen Bull.
Citizen Bull.
But he's 21. Some of your favorites in the race at 12-1 in the four gate, you have Rodriguez.
Rodriguez.
I am Rodriguez.
Is my boy Average Dan coming back or whatever his name was?
No, you can only run in the Derby once.
One time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Bob Baffert's back, which makes
of
the
course.
Draw a little bit more so. Yeah. Like he's kind of the face of
You have the Sandman right at 6-1.
Ooh, I like
that. The odds on favorite is journalism.
Oh, really?
3-1.
Will journalism win? Find out all Saturday.
It dies in the dark.
Fake horse.
Sandman's one of them. Sovereignty's up there.
Sovereignty.
Do we just all want to take one of the favorites?
No, I'm taking my guy.
I'm taking Sandman.
You're taking Sandman?
I like the name. I like the feel. Give me Sandman.
Tiz-tastic.
Got it, Miles.
I said it correctly.
Yes, you did.
Thrill, who do you want?
I'm going to take, was it journalism?
Journalism. He's 3-1.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you took the best horse.
All right, I'll take Sovereignty.
Okay.
I kind of want Chunk of Gold, but he's 30-1.
Chunk.
I
like that. Not peas, Chunk of Gold.
I take Chunk of Chocolate.
So you have boxing. You'll have that going on. You also have a game 7 in basketball, which is pretty cool. Saw that yesterday. I don't know that most people would care. You also have the Big Ten lacrosse championship game at 5 p.m. on Big Ten Network. You know who might be playing in that, Boss?
No, I don't.
Maryland.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know.
Whose radar would that be on?
DeMatha.
I think they have a couple DeMatha guys on the team.
Shocker.
SNL, you have a brand new episode. Quentin Brunson is the host. And then the musical guest is Benson Boone. I watched him absolutely destroy Coachella a few weeks ago. And if I'm right, I want to say Benson Boone is from Monroe.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a local guy. He's kind of blowing up right now, so check that out. But like I said, a sneaky sports weekend. Oh, yeah. And F1, Formula One, is down in Miami. So that's a 1 p.m. start for us.
Okay.
You don't have to get up early. You don't have to stay up late on
Saturday. God.
Just a nice Sunday afternoon watching some racing.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.